Our reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet: "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
I'm just going to pray for Paul as he comes to bring God's word to us. Father, thank you for Paul, our new church secretary. Lord, we want to pray your blessing on him in that role as he takes up those responsibilities. But right now we particularly pray, as he has the responsibility of bringing your word to us, may that word have freshness, may it have hope, may it bring joy to us, and may each one of us carry that word, not just in the next hour, but throughout the coming days and week and the whole of Christmas time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Morning, everybody.
Morning.
And a happy Christmas to you all. The week began with cards starting to arrive, and we hadn't bought any yet. We have to catch up. And then there's the thought of presents. So it's a time of the year where we think of many different things. But one of the things we think about is love. And a reading today is about Joseph and Mary. And that really is a love story. But Mary and Joseph, as we go through this next part of Matthew's Gospel, are in love. It is a love story between two people. A very different relationship, though, than what a love story will be today. It's much more a time when marriages were arranged, and in parts of the world, we still see that today in some cultures. Frieda and I, a few years ago now, went out to Vietnam for a wedding. And it was the wedding of our nephew. And he'd married a lady from Vietnam who he'd met when he was teaching out there, and she was teaching. They're now living in this country, but when they went and wanted to get married, it was very different to how we look at marriage. First of all, they had to submit to the government out there blood tests and checks and health records. Then they had to apply for permission to marry. And then my sister and her husband and family went out there, and there's a ceremony, what we would call today engagement. But there, her parents handed her over to my brother-in-law and sister and said, "She's now yours." And she's actually passed the cross to them. And they have the responsibility then until the actual date of the wedding. But then they can't get married until the government out there decide to let them. And we suddenly got a email and a Skype come through saying, we're married. Well, we hadn't been out there for a service. We hadn't been out there to see the wedding and I was going to speak at the wedding. But the government issued the certificate. No ceremony, no nothing. You are now married. And in Vietnamese law, that's it. You're married. And they were then a couple. Then a few months later, we went out and we had a ceremony in their church out there, as she is a Christian, and we met her family. For us, for the first time, my sister had to go out there for the transfer of their daughter to her. Now, in the time of Joseph and Mary, things were very different. They had come together rather like the Vietnam situation. But they weren't married. They were in this limbo in between. And then suddenly, to find out that she was pregnant. Go back when I was much younger. If anybody was pregnant before they were married, everybody looked and thought, ooh, what's happened to her? Never blame the bloke. It was always the woman's fault. And they were looked down upon. Now, not so much today. But now go back further still to the time of Mary and Joseph. And it wouldn't have been light. It was a reason, as Joseph was contemplating, whether he should divorce her, whether he should separate her, break the engagement off. But there's one thing that in his contemplation he'd overlooked. And that was God's presence in the situation. God, because of his love for you and for everyone on this earth, had decided to send his son into this world to alter the world, bring new hope to the world, to change attitudes, to change relationships. And it wasn't a whim of the moment. It wasn't I must do something about this. Because we've heard from that reading in Isaiah 7 that it was foretold through the prophets what God intended to do. And he was preparing through the prophets the people to receive the Messiah, his son. And yet we know that when that happened, he was going to be rejected. But Mary and Joseph had been chosen to be the stepfather or the foster parent of God's son, and Mary to give birth to the Son of God. David last week, when he was talking about the lineage of David and how Joseph came from that line of David, some people would question, well, was Mary from that line of Joseph? One of the scholars, when they researched these things, came up with a brainwave, and there's no real positive proof of it, but that Mary's father was actually Joseph's brother. And therefore Mary was also from the line of David. But there's really not a lot to confirm that, especially in Scripture. But marriage in those days, we've got to remember, was something, again, entirely different. Joseph. How old was Joseph? The age range of expectation for Joseph. When I've looked this up and tried to discover what sort of age, we know he was older than Mary. But it ranges from 32 to 90. You know, quite a wide span decided what scholars and that you want to believe in. But even if he was 32, it's quite a big difference when you think that Mary and young girls getting married at that time would get betrothed or get engaged between the ages of 10 and 14. And so Mary would have been much younger than Joseph. But still, God had chosen this relationship, and the relationship of Mary and Joseph, when they heard the voice of the angels speaking to them in a dream, both of them, was one of immediate acceptance. Mary rejoiced in the fact. Joseph, with all his thoughts of leaving her, getting divorced, decided that his place was to be with her and do what God had directed. So he woke up and took Mary home with him. It's a bit different to today. A dream. God sent the angels and spoke to Mary. They spoke to Joseph. How does God speak to us today? How does the effect of God's word come upon our hearts? And how do we feel and how do we answer and respond to his call when he speaks to us? The church are considering many different things. But we know that we have a vacancy for an elder, and we're looking for that to be fulfilled, as well as other tasks and jobs throughout the church. How is God speaking to you? It won't be possibly by an angel appearing. But it might be a nudge. It might be an idea he puts into your head. It might be through a voice you hear. For each one, it will be a different way of communicating with God. But if he is speaking to you, are you willing to answer? Are you willing to take that next step and respond? Going back again a long while now, back into the 70s, God, I thought, was calling me and Frida to carry on a life out in Essex and to help out at a local parish church there. And I was working then. I started career in doing research on scientific instruments. And I was now out there running a team of sales and selling them. Company car, nice house, the children, brilliant, nice form of life. And then the local vicar who was helping out then said to me, well, why aren't you in the church? And he called me up in the staff. I said, well, what do you mean, why aren't I in the church? He And then I thought,
right, go home and see Happy Frieda. And then the next most important person that affected my life, besides my children, Frieda, is my sister, my grown-up sister. And I said, no, let me ask this. So she said, well, what's kept you? I've been waiting to hear this for ages. You see, sometimes we need somebody to nudge us. Joseph had no idea what was going to happen. He had no thought of Mary being pregnant with God's child. And yet, when he got that nudging, when God spoke to him, he said, yes. And that's our challenge this Christmas. Are we willing to say yes to God as he shares his love with each one of us? As he opens up our hearts so that we can hear that word, we can hear him call to us, either through what somebody else says, or what he may say directly. When we are praying, when we wake up and have our quiet time in the morning, each one of you will have a different way of being alone with God and hearing what he has. And if you don't have that time and that quietness, try and start to have it now. And respond as Joseph did and Mary did. Because without their reaction to God's call, where would we be today? One of the first passages in the Bible I was taught as a very young boy, about 11, was, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but will have eternal life. That comes from John 3, verse 16. Famous verse, we all know it, and I went to the campaigners in those days and we learned that. And that stuck throughout my life with me. But God sends his Son so that we can have that promise of eternal life. Mary and Joseph, in their obedience, fulfilled God's promise through the prophets. And that promise is alive for each one of us today. We celebrate it this Christmas. We remember the birth of our Savior. Not a Christmas tree. It's not a picture on a postcard. Christmas time. It's the actual birth of the Son of God that we celebrate, and he lives today within us if you welcome him in and allow him to.
Loving Father, we just thank you for your love for each one of us. We thank you that you speak to us today as you spoke to Joseph and Mary those thousands of years ago. And we pray, Lord, that whatever our age, our hearts may be open to you, that we may hear your call and receive your love. In Jesus' name, Amen.